Nintendo are launching into a new 3D dimension with the launch of their Nintendo 3DS, which supposedly, well, not supposedly, it is going to be a console which means you don't actually need to wear glasses. Somehow they've come up with the technology to have this. So to talk more about it, we have Andy Robertson, who's a gaming expert and does all sorts of freelance reviews for all sorts of publications. So Andy, hello, how are you?
Hi Tim, good thank you.
Now this Nintendo 3DS, I know there's been a lot of excitement about this, and a lot of gamers like yourself are going to be queuing outside HMV, will you?
Yeah, that's right, yep. I'll probably be with the crowds there, yeah.
Midnight, isn't it, or something?
That's right, yep. And yeah, so there's HMV and 1,000 stores across the country. Yeah, but probably have quite large queues, I should think.
But I presume you've had like a sneak peek and you've tried it. You got sent like a review copy or something, did you? Or?
Yeah, that's right. I've been trying it out with the family for a couple of weeks now.
And, well, a lot of people want to know, is it as good as they report it to be, or is it all hype or what?
Well, I mean, there's quite a lot to say about the 3DS, but the headline is, of course, the 3D screen. And that everyone's reaction is essentially was what I experienced and sort of what my family's experienced, in that it is really good. There's a genuine sense of depth to the game, on the game's display on the top screen. It works with gameplay in that when you're looking at the game world, actually you're not looking at it, you're almost looking into it as if you're looking through a window. So rather than things being just on a flat sort of sheet of paper, the characters and the enemies all have a sense of depth, so you can sort of tell how far away they are. And of course, it is without glasses. It's a bit odd at first, and your eyes adjust to it. But it's almost quite magical, really.
All right, I see. Okay. Well, as you say, you mentioned there about your eyes adjusting to it. Does it take a while for that to happen? Does it sort of throw you? Does it get you a bit disorientated? Or
I think the first time you see any sort of 3D screen, because you haven't seen it before. It just takes your brain a little while to work out what's going on, but within a second or so, it sort of realigns, and you just see a single image. And there's a slider on the right of the 3DS that lets you adjust how intense that 3D display is. And really, that's just about matching how your eyes see the world to how the screen's representing it. And so for me, I actually have that set quite low, but the 3D effect is still quite strong. But I just need to match how my eyes work with that slider.
I presume then that the console is going to be compatible with all sorts of games. I mean, they don't have to be big action blockbuster games. They can be, all sorts of family-friendly games as well, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And that's in the sort of launch window, you've got games which are aimed at more hardcore gamers. The Pro Evo football and games like that, Ridge Racer. But you've also got some very strong family titles like Pilot Wings Resort, where you're flying a little biplane around a desert island looking for different locations and pulling off stunts and things, which my kids have really been enjoying.
Oh, okay. All right. Will it have all sorts of brain training types games as well, or is that like not really compatible with this sort of thing?
No, it would be quite suited. That's not part of what's in the launch window specifically. Of course, the 3DS can play all the old DS games, so you could use those, but they wouldn't be in 3D. But it's exactly that sort of market and that sort of experience that the 3DS will be good at. Anything which you can sort of play on the go, have in your hand, open for half an hour, play, and then sort of move on. Those games are very well suited, which is quite good for a more casual market. People have got families, have got less time, maybe don't have hours to invest in gameplay and just want to slot it in around their lives.
Oh, yeah, well, I suppose it is essentially it's like a Wii portable console, isn't it? So which is what will be appealing to a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. And that sense of a portable Wii isn't actually sort of far off the mark, because the visuals have sort of been stepped up, as well as being 3D. They're no longer the sort of N64 DS quality that we had previously, and they're more on a par with the Wii. And obviously on a smaller screen, it all looks very high def.
So the word on the street is it's going to be the best-selling console ever. I mean, do you believe that, or is that just publicity, or what do you think?
Obviously, there's a combination of sort of marketing and fact, but really the figures here sort of tell the story themselves. And looking at the launch in Japan, where they sold 400,000 consoles in a couple of days, and looking at pre-orders in the UK that sort of already broken pre-order records that were previously set by the Wii, it does look like this is going to be a very hot seller.
Yeah, 400,000 in a couple of days, that's pretty stunning, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the interesting thing there is, if you compare that to sales of 3D TVs, it sort of dwarfs them. So really, this is exciting just in terms of a moment where 3D technology actually is in the hands of the mass market, rather than being these sort of very high expensive 3D TVs, which are just for sort of elite technologists. Now you've got a 3D experience, both for games and, you know, video and services like the Eurosport provision on the 3DS that will sort of broaden that.
Yeah, and I think that the thing with the TVs, as you know, is I think it's kind of awkward having to wear glasses, whereas at least with this, you don't have to, which is, I suppose, handy, really, because you're going to feel like a bit of a prat, aren't you, on the tube,
yeah,
having to wear glasses, you know, looking at a 3DS, but obviously in this case you don't. So, okay, Andy, well, it all sounds good. Well, for listeners wanting, obviously, to maybe experience for themselves how good this console is reportedly going to be, we do have a copy to give away. So I know we've got a little question, haven't we, Andy?
That's right, yes.
You're going to ask listeners. So give us a question, which hopefully isn't too hard.
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, it's probably pitched about right. So what I want to know is, how many games are there going to be launched for the 3DS in the launch window? A, 15, B, 20, and C, 30.
For your chance to win, you have to phone 0845 076 3101. Then you press option 2. Or you can text in. Just text Q102, leave a space, then put your answer either A, B, or C, and name, and send to 84555.